This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get to your phone calls in a moment. What just happened or has happened?
So earlier in the show, you told the people that, you know, yesterday my wife had asked me to do something. And my response to her was, okay, I'll do it on the next commercial break. Little did she know I was watching NFL Red Zone. And if you know anything about the NFL Red Zone, there are no commercial breaks. So I tweeted this out. I said, told my wife I'd do something for her on the next commercial break. I'm watching NFL Red Zone with Scott Hansen. Let's see how long I can get away with this.
Yep.
Scott Hansen has just retweeted my tweet and wrote this. Kang hasn't tweeted since. Can one of his neighbors go check on him?
Boy, that's great.
I'm gonna write him back, just let him know I'm okay.
Yeah,
and the only box I got to see was the red zone box.
Wow, jeez.
I'm here at work, you know, the rest of my Sunday was okay.
Just well, you can,
Scott. I think Scott Hansen's a local guy, too.
Is he?
I think he's from Rochester.
Oh,
Hills.
That's cool.
Yeah,
all right, anyway. You can follow Kang on Twitter. At Kang Sports, K-H-A-N-G Sports. You can follow us on Twitter, at DunGator971. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Matt in Lake Orion. You're on 97.1. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
All right, pretty good. Listen, fellas, I want to nominate my champ first. I don't want to be too long-winded first. My champ is you guys. This is Ned. I want to nominate you guys for not taking the Rams off the desk of doom.
We did not take the Rams off the desk of doom. Their logo is still there.
I called in. I pleaded. You know, with you guys, and you didn't. You left it, and we got a good Packers loss, and I see our draft stock rising. So, champ, you guys, leave it on there again, please.
Thank you.
I beg.
Okay.
My chump, I was thinking Ryan Day, Ohio State, but I'm tempted to change my mind and just say just the Lions coaching I'm going to change my mind and go with the Lions coaching as a chump. Watching that game, they had so many opportunities to win, and it was like they – like the I think it was a cookie tester said, you know, the Bears were trying to hand us the game there in the first half, and it was just like ultimate – stubbing your toe. So they're going to be my chump. Let's go Red Wings. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, look, that was really bad. That was really, really bad. And some of the things that like they showed in that game, we suspected that Josh Reynolds would have a positive impact, a bit of a downfield passing attack, given his history with Jared Goff. And he did. They got the ball downfield to TJ Hockenson. But ultimately, with the game on the line and a one-point game, the defense couldn't get off the field, and then the coaching staff had a comedy of errors. But there was a whole bunch of stuff in that game. Like, I mean, it wasn't just – they had an extra guy on the field for an extra point that they then snapped the ball when he was running off the field. You know, they didn't have to snap the ball there. You had holding, false start, holding. They had to have set an NFL record for most third and 32s in a game with two of them. They had the Kadarius Hodge spinning in circles and not downing the ball inside the five. It was just a comedy of errors. And look, added to the montage, back-to-back timeouts, added to the montage of crazy Lions ways to lose. back-to-back timeouts, which is a penalty in the NFL. It's not in college. People didn't know. And so, because it happened in a high-profile case this year, Michigan State, when Mel Tucker used three timeouts at the end of the first half and made Jake Moody kick it four times through the uprights. But honest to God, the Lions found a way to the Bears, and the Bears didn't even have a secret weapon of Mitchell Trubisky. He used to dominate the Lions. Not a good day. 248-539-9797. Walt is in Livonia, and he is next. Hello, Walt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I started this, I don't know, about 3 weeks ago, saying that the Lions would go 0-17, and then they did surprise me with tying Pittsburgh, but that was only because, you know, the Pittsburgh is missing half of their good players. But, I mean, I was told to go ahead and call on Friday. I'd be first in line if Chicago ended up winning. But I had the weekend off, so I got to go back to work today. That's when I call you guys, when I'm on my way to work. Which team now can beat the Lions? And
all of them.
Real quick, I'll do my champ would be the Michigan's offensive line pushing Ohio State to whatever they wanted to. And my tie for chump would be Ryan Day and Stafford.
If I made you pick one, who would you pick?
His third consecutive pick six of the
crazy
in three consecutive games.
If I made you pick one, who would you pick?
Probably Day, because of the fact that he didn't want to concede that, like, we didn't play a good game. Your quarterback, C.J. Stroud, still had 400 yards passing and four TDs.
Well, defensively, they were a mess. Thank you. Yeah, no answers defensively. I'm no Ohio State fan. But if I were an Ohio State fan, I would have been concerned about the rush defense going into the game being basically only good on paper. And Michigan had their way on the ground. Almost 300 yards rushing. They had Hassan Haskins over 6 yards a carry. And they threw the ball four times in the second half, officially. They had a couple pass plays that were penalties that don't go down as passing attempts. But they threw the ball four times, and Michigan only got to third down twice. Well, actually, they did a three time. They took two knees and had a third down on the last play of the game that they didn't have to run. And the other two third downs, they got first downs on penalties. And all Michigan was doing was running. And Ohio State knew when Michigan got the ball back late in the game that they were going to run it, and they couldn't stop it. 248-539-9797. Mike's in Novi, and he's next. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Doing good.
Hey, I'm sorry. I don't have a champ or a chump, but I just wanted to, how great is it? What a great game Saturday, first of all. How great is it, in my observation, you've got really good wide receivers that are really good at and committed to run blocking, and you've got a really good running back that is really good, and he's been great at pass blocking all season. He has picked up blitzes, and, I mean, he has really been great back there picking up some dangerous rushers, you know?
Well, look, Hassan Haskins is a complete back. And Blake Corum is the perfect complement to him, and they've kind of got Donovan Edwards. And, I'll tell you what, Michigan had a running back in the day that was incredible at picking up blitzers, and his name was Mike Hart. And he is now their position coach.
But wide receivers, too, they're actually really good and committed to
it. It got better.
They have.
Yeah, go back. I think I'm trying to remember, it was the Rutgers game. There was one game where they whiffed repeatedly.
You're right.
But they have gotten better as that game. I mean, you don't get long runs without good blocking downfield. And
Mikey
Sangristel has always been good at it. The other guys have definitely improved, and it showed on Saturday.
Thank you.
Yep. Appreciate the phone call. 248-539-9797. I mean, the Cornelius Johnson got better at it. Roman Wilson, better at it. Sane Ristol's always been good. When Eric All made the field as a true freshman, as a blocking tight end, that's hard to do, to make an impact as a blocker. And, I mean, he still doesn't have a ton of catches this year, but he's definitely become a bigger part of the passing game. Their tight ends have become a bigger part of the passing game as the year went on, and they need to be accounted for. Eric Gall has 32 receptions this year. He's probably not going to make any all Big Ten teams, but boy, can he block. And they have used him in that role. They've put him up in the backfield as a blocking fullback. There was a run Saturday where Luke Schoonmaker cleared out a would-be tackler and let Haskins. It was the big run where he did the hurdle at the end. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Paul in Canton. You're next here on 97.1. Hi, Paul.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, I think the only positive I can say about that game is, the defense held them to the end. I guess that's what I want to share.
Which game are we talking about?
The Lions game.
Okay. Right.
My bad about that.
So, no, it's okay. Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. What did they allow, 16 points? Here's the problem. Not getting off the field for the last 8-plus minutes when they had the lead and allowing the Bears to basically bleed it down and kick a college extra point was really disappointing. They took over with 8.5 minutes to go, and they ran – how many plays did that drive consist of? 18 plays. 18 plays and never have to – and the Lions never got the ball back. So,
that's insane.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, the defense is probably more talent challenged than the offense, but they can get off the field.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.